Long Talk Radio.
God is to me. done by Jason Nelson. Hey, I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. So happy to have each and every one of y'all. We're going to get started with the word of prayer by Pastor Bill, if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer, and then we'll get into today's lesson. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Good afternoon. And Pastor, thank you for that selection. Amen. I'm committed to you. Amen. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share coming from Colossians, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 and 2. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, another thankful Thursday, Father God, we're giving you praise for this day. We're thanking you for each and every one, Father God, that has joined us today, those who are listening by internet, those who have called in, Father God. Lord, we pray that there's something that will be said that will stir up their spirit to draw them closer to you, Father God. Father God, we give you praise, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we're so thankful, Father God. We ask that you will bless our pastor, Father God. Continue to use him mightily as he teaches this word today, Father God, and he makes it plain that we're able to understand the word of God, that way we could take it and meditate on it day and night, as it tells us in the book of Joshua. Father God, bless those that are sick and shut in, Father God. We ask that you will heal them, Father God, and that they will have a testimony for you. We're praying for Brother Robinson. We're praying for Evangelist Renee and Evangelist Sharon. We're praying for Brother Donald Bozeman, Father God. Lord, we know you are a healer, Father God, and there's nothing impossible for you to do, Lord. And Lord, we just want to say, Lord, today that if you will, Father God, let your will be done. Bless those that are sick and shut in. Bless the bereaved families, Father God. Lord Jesus, give them a peace of mind. You said in your word, you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, Father. And Lord, help them, Father God, to put their trust in you, Father God. Be with those that are going through. We know you're a way maker out of no way, and there is nothing, nothing, nothing impossible for you, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for our teaching that we receive to know that we are to be in Christ Jesus, Father God, and allow that Spirit of Christ to be in us and guide us and direct us daily, Father God. And Lord, we just ask that you will have your way, and we give you thanks for all things, Father God. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. This is a thankful Thursday.
Hallelujah.
And we want to acknowledge anyone who would like to be thankful for a scripture or anything as far as that goes. I just want to throw this out and I come back. I'm thankful that God is a prayer answering God. We want you to continue to keep my sister Evangelist Roper lifted up before God. She's back in the hospital again, so let's keep her lifted up. And I just tell people, just agree with whatever she's praying for. That's what we agree. We're not going to speak anything on her. We're just touching and agreeing with her and through the words of prayer. And truly, I'm thankful. Brother Robinson, bless God, was able to come out the hospital. So he's doing a whole lot better.
Praise God.
I would ask if you all continue to, I know, like I said, Evangelist Sharon, I thank God for her. She's pressing her way. That means a lot to me when I see a soldier that just went and had surgery done on their mouth and stuff, and then they're pressing on for God. And that just blessed me. So that's part of what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for you all are just on here, those that come in. I thank you. Those that don't, I thank you. And here's why, because I know I've never wanted to be pressured into anything, reading, talking, nothing. I want people to be comfortable with this broadcast. That, hey, if you want to talk, you can talk. If you don't, you don't have to. It ain't necessary. The only thing necessary is that you hear this word and do the word. That's all we ask out of people on this broadcast, is to hear the word and be doers of the word and not hearers only. Okay. First Thessalonians 5:15 says, then everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. 18 says, this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. So it's God's will that we give him thanks for Christ and the things that Christ has blessed us with and the words and scriptures and so forth and so on. So we're going to open it up. Anyone like to be thankful, just go for it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, praise God. I'm thankful for another thankful Thursday. Amen. And I'm thankful for the scripture we had talked about, being rest. I'm sorry, rest in the Lord. And I'm going to read Matthew 11:28-30. I think Matthew 11:28-30. I thank God for this scripture and the way that our teacher, our pastor, our apostle brought this out. The scripture reads from St. Matthew, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Amen, amen. So I'm so thankful for this scripture to let me know that no matter what, I can rest in the Lord. Amen. Doesn't matter what the world try to tell me, the scripture tells me I can rest in the Lord. So it could be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever day it is, I can rest in the Lord, because the word says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And these are the words that Jesus spoke. And then it says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. So I'm thanking God that I can have rest and I can rest in him. As I say, any day of the week, you know, a lot of people say it's only on Sunday. Some people say it's only on Saturday. But we can rest in the Lord 24/7, 7 days a week. The scriptures say rest in the Lord. We can do that. And I'm going to read it out of the Message Bible, and then I'm going to turn it over to back over to Pastor. So from the Message Bible, it reads, are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Such a beautiful word. Thank you, Lord, for your rest. Back to you, Pastor.
Oh, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that that scripture. And the fact that, brother, sister, they talk, you got to really know that they're talking about religion here. I know somebody probably somewhere. But I'm telling you, they're actually talking about religious stuff here. People, because see, a yoke is something they would put on oxen, and these yokes was really heavy. And he styled them unto religion. He's likening them unto religion. And he telling you to take his yoke, which is different than the religious world. And and I'm going to give you the rest. You won't get rest. And he says, you shall find rest unto your soul, unto your mind. He said, my yoke is easy.
Yeah.
See, and I like the way you read it out of the Messenger Bible, because he's talking about, he said, you tired, worn out of all these burdens on religion? Think about that. He's talking about religion, brothers and sisters, church stuff. Can I just be plain with you, huh? You tired of this old church stuff? Come unto me. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you some rest, because the stuff they're putting on you are heavy. Tired of playing church, tired of being religious, come unto me. And he said, nah, I'm going to take you away from that garbage so you can recover your life. And you're going to get the real life now, the life that you should be having anyway.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen. Praise God.
When God wants us to rest, over there in the book of Hebrews, the fourth chapter, God expects for us to rest in him. His rest is not a day. His rest is not an hour. His rest is an eternal life that you began to rest. In other words, you're taking a vacation off into his stuff. You're taking it easy. You're following him. That's what God did. He rests from his labor. He rests in his word. Well, wow. Yeah. I'm glad you told me that, Lord. I can rest where you rest. In your word.
Yes, hallelujah.
If I seek those things above where Christ is there, there's my rest right there. See, that's spiritual. Boy, I just wish more people. But one thing I want to say here now, and then I'm going to see who else likes to say it. He said, and you shall find rest for your mind. You'll find. And you know why you're going to find? Because you've been looking for it.
Yeah, say that.
And you'll learn to live this free life. It's very light. Very light. You'll learn to live it. You'll find rest for your soul. And I'm going to tell you this. Your soul, your spirit, your mind, your total being. His yoke is. And that makes a difference. This Christ now. So he's saying, now my yoke, mine is different than theirs.
Yeah.
So he ain't talking about joining no church. He said, mine is different than theirs.
Mm-hmm.
But see, religious people take this scripture, try to get you to come join their church. This is the scripture they use. Tell you what I know.
Have mercy.
And that has nothing to do with what Christ's talking about here. He's talking about his personal yoke. Somebody need to find out what that personal yoke is, see? He said, my yoke, meaning it must be different than their yoke, than the religious people. His burden got to be different than what the religious world is. Now, I mean, you may be enjoying that heavy stuff. You may be cool with that. But if you're not, there's another alternative here, and that is Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Anyone else want to be thankful for something today?
Amen. Amen.
Good afternoon, Pastor Peasy. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Thank you for that beautiful prayer and that selection and that scripture. And I just wanted to add to that. In Hebrews 4:9-10, it reads in King James, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God, for he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you this. The only reason a person can't enter into this rest is because they're religious, belief won't let them because of unbelief. The only reason you can't enter into this rest, and that rest is in Christ, the only reason you can't enter into that rest, religious belief or unbelief. Let me say that again. These are the two things that I've noticed that keep people from really being in Christ. Their religious belief or their unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
And because they say that, it don't mean it's true. And they can preach it, but it doesn't mean it's true. You have to be in. You have to seek those things above where Christ sits. That's when you're going to get rest. And that's all,
right,
all predicated on if you've been risen with Christ, then you're seeking those things above. You know why you're seeking it? Like I said over there in Matthew's, you're going to find it. In order to find something, you got to seek something. So she read first, if you remember in Colossians, I think it was 3:1. I don't know how many verses she read. Might have read 3-4 of them. But anyway, what she said was, what the scripture said was this. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth in the right hand of God. Well, why are you going to seek it? Because of Matthew 11. So you will find rest unto your soul. See, to find something, you have to seek for something.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's right.
See, to find something, that means you've been looking for something. And if you're seeking Christ, according to Colossians 3:1, if you're seeking those things which is above where Christ is at, and you're setting your affection on that rather than on the worldly stuff, you're dead and your life is hidden with Christ in God. So when Christ, who is our life, who is our light, who is our everything, who is our way out of no way, he is our Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. He is our everything. When you're seeking Christ, you have a whole new life, and this is that new life because he says your old life is dead. Now you're into that new life, which happens to be the real life.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
And it's a pressing way. It's a pressing way.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? And thank you, Evangelist Sharon, for bringing it up in the book of Hebrews. That's the other scripture that said there is a rest, and you can have that rest.
Yeah,
you can have it if you want it. You can have it if you want it. You gotta want it.
Amen.
Everybody don't want it. See, but if
that's
you want
right.
it, you can have it.
It's right there for you. Amen. Was that Hebrews 4:9? That Evangelist Sharon read, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor Bell. It was Hebrews 4:9-10 in the King James.
And 10?
Yeah.
Okay, 4:9-10. Okay, I'm going to read it out of the Message Bible. Let's see here, 9. Okay. God wouldn't keep renewing the appointment for today, the promise of arrival and rest is still there for God's people. Let me read that again. The promise of arrival and rest is still there for God's people. God himself is at rest. And at the end of the journey, we'll surely rest God. Amen, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
I just wanted to read that out of the Message Bible. Oh, and then it goes on to say, so let's keep at it and eventually arrive at the place of rest, not drop out through some sort of disobedience. Amen. Praise God.
This is that eternal rest. I don't know if it was last week or might have been beginning of this week, but I've told you there's three kinds of rest. And most folks want the earthly rest. Mm. But there remains a rest for the people. And the rest that God wants us in is this eternal rest. That's what we want to be in. See, the rest mm-hmm. we're in now, and then that would be an eternal rest. And one of the things that we were talking about the other day, warning, not to forget it, not to let it go, not to forget yeah. where you're at, not to forget who you're in. Don't forget yeah. that place of rest. You are there. You rest.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
These other folks are striving.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to tell you right. what, when you get in this, you're going to find out, he's going to tell you how to rest, because he's going to tell you the word of God is a living thing. That's what you rest in.
Powerful
than any two-edged sword. Yeah, that's what he tells you. It's quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and joints and marrow, and a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart.
Mm-hmm. That's
the
heart.
So he's telling you where you can rest at. You can rest in this word, brother and sister.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you got total protection.
Yes. Amen, amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else?
Thank you.
And I want to say this, too, because we were talking about resting. Give it to God. Tell the devil, I'm done with that. I'm not doing that. God got it. Sometimes you just got to speak that thing out.
That's
hey, I'm done with that. I'm giving it to the Lord. I'm resting in his word. And then there are scriptures for you. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye that believe in God, believe also in me. Hey, I'm resting from that, you know. Hey, I'm resting from all of that, you know. I mean, there's plenty of scriptures, brother. Trust me.
Amen.
That's why he was warning us. Remember, we read over there in that third, was it in the third chapter? Yesterday we was reading about how God was warning us.
Yes.
In
Hebrews
the second 3:12. That's why he said over there, Hebrews 2 and 1. Y'all read that. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 2 and 1. And 3, if you don't mind.
Amen,
two,
amen.
And read out the King James for me. I appreciate it. If you need to share, thank you.
Yes, Hebrews 2, 1 through 3, Pastor, did you say?
Yes.
Praise God. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Amen.
Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, it's crucial that we keep a firm grip on what we've heard so that we don't drift off. If the old message delivered by the angels was valid and nobody got away with anything, do you think we can risk neglecting this latest message, that magnificent salvation? First of all, it was delivered in person by the Master, then actually passed on to us by those who heard it from him. All the while, God was validating it with gifts through the Holy Spirit, all sorts of signs and miracles as he saw fit. Amen.
Yeah, it's critical.
Amen.
It's vital. Amen. It's vital. Then how, when he says to pay attention, he means just that.
That's right. That's right.
Give the more earnest. He's telling you, this is serious business here. You need to let your thought process run along these lines. For this reason, we must pay close attention to what we hear, what we see, what we learn. We got to pay attention to this stuff.
That's right. Say it now.
If you don't.
Man.
If you don't, you're going to find yourself drifting. You're going to find yourself not confessing what the Word of God says. You know, the Word of God says, and I gave some of y'all those confession sheets. You got to have a good confession. Pay attention to what's coming out your mouth.
That's right. Go ahead, Pastor. Say that.
Say it. You can have what you say. Not have what you have. You don't have to say what you have. You can have what you say.
Hallelujah.
Most people want to say what they have. Don't say what you have. You can have what you say. So you got to pay attention to what's coming out of your mouth. You're representing Christ. You're
That's
an ambassador.
Right.
You can't say everything because the flesh will take you there. And you're talking to somebody who knows from experience. The flesh will take you there. And you got to be thinking, man. You got to say, you know what? No, that's not who I am. I'm a new creature. I'm living a new way. You know, sometimes you got to put stickums, the pads, and notes for your little self and remind you of who you are. Yeah.
That's right.
You got to pay close attention. Because if you don't, he said, but yourself will drift away from you. It'll go bye-bye.
That's right, Pastor. Say that.
Yeah.
So will.
Mm-hmm. So don't drift away from this stuff. Don't drift away from this latest message that God has given us that it's through Christ. Remember the first chapter? What the first chapter said? See, if you can't forget what's going on. You can't forget this is a new and living way. Remember what he said over there in that first chapter? When God went through these long lists of prophets and he addressed all those ancient people and prophets and the fathers. And all. He said, don't forget this, that now, in this last days or right now, he was pointing his son, heir over everything. Christ is in charge now. So don't be allowing people to come to you with all this old crazy stuff. Oh, I have heard from the Lord. And he told me, no, Jesus is going to speak to me. Christ is going to speak to me because Christ in me, the hope of glory. He's going to speak to me through the Word of God. The Holy Ghost is. See, you got to don't forget it.
That's
don't
right.
Forget it.
Say, amen.
Pay attention.
Amen.
Don't lose sight of this, brothers and sisters.
Yeah, yeah.
If you do, you're going to lose your promise. I'm just going to tell you straight up. That's the consequences. When you don't pay attention, you're going to lose your promise. That's how they lost their promise. See, they can go into the promised land. You know why? Because they wasn't paying attention.
All right.
They wasn't believing. They wasn't acting on the Word of God.
Yes. Yes.
So you want to pay attention. You don't want to lose this thing. You know, you want to give more earnest, to the things of God. That's what you want to do. That's exactly what you want to do. It's real critical. I told you this week, it's vital.
Yeah. Amen.
And I read somewhere that if God took care of the angels for rebelling, what you think he's going to do to us who have the same message? If he did the same thing to the children of Israel when they was out there in the wilderness, he wouldn't even let them go in. He kept feeding them, kept feeding them. And that's what's unique about it. And they probably were praising God and saying, oh, look, God's still taking care of us. Yeah, he's feeding us. He's leading us at night by fire and day during the cloud, during the daytime and by cloud. And they was eating, but they wasn't allowed to go in the promised land.
Have mercy.
So you got a lot of church folk, all they see is their earthly blessings. And they don't know that comes along with believing in Christ. But that don't mean they're going to have their eternal blessing, which is the promise of eternal life. That don't mean they're going to have that.
Amen.
Trust me, it doesn't mean that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine. Because you got a lot of people, oh, the Lord bless me with this. The Lord bless me with that. Lord, okay, all that's fine. But now, let me ask you a question. Where will you spend eternal life here? Are you doing what's necessary to have your eternal life? Are you staying in Christ? That's the message. God want to save us. He want to give us this eternal life. I told you that third is a twofold. Not only do God want you to have a rest now, but he wants you to have rest eternally. But hey, thank y'all so much. Anybody else? Because I could go on and on and on. I like to think this is my subject right here.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. I should have thought about how to rest in God.
Amen.
Got to take it easy, man. Just go by what the words say. Then you rest in it.
That's right.
No one
mm-hmm.
else. Oh, yeah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Well,